You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
Il-Gvern Federali japprova l-ewwel test tal-ittestjar tal-HIV li jista' jsir fid-dar. Droga ġdida li twaqqaf il-virus tal-HIV milli jirreplika ruħu dalwaqt se tkun parti mill-iskema tal-benefiċċji farmaceutiċi fl-Awstralja. L-Organizzazzjonijiet Awstraljani tal-AIDS laqgħu l-approvazzjoni tal-Gvern ta' dan l-ewwel test tat-tip tiegħu fl-Awstralja. L-organizzazzjonijiet jgħidu li dan huwa l-aħħar biċċa li kienet nieqsa mill-pjan li jelimina għal kollox il-virus tal-AIDS. Il-kap eżekuttiv ta' Positive Life New South Wales, Craig Cooper, jgħid li it-test il-ġdid jagħti potenzjali kbar lin-nies li jgħixu bl-HIV.
People have been fearful about going into a medical service and in terms of their anonymity. They've wanted to maintain control and ownership of the testing moment. So that's been a barrier in people being able to find out whether they are HIV positive or not. Having a home testing option puts them in a position of power and control where they can understand the moment and work out what they want to do if they get a positive test result.
L-uffiċjal eżekuttiv tal-Federazzjoni Awstraljana tal-Organizzazzjonijiet tal-AIDS Daryl O'Donnell jgħid li it-test il-ġdid se jippermetti li jsir it-testjar regolari u jgħin biex jevita żjajjar kontinwi għant-tabib.
So for some people who are at risk of HIV, they might be needing to test up to 4 times a year. And obviously, going to a doctor 4 times a year to look after your preventive health is it's a really big ask. And so what we hope is that this self-test will supplement people's regular visits to their doctors and allow them to test more frequently.
Intant is-set li jinkludi it-test se jkun offrut online u mhux se jkun għall-beħ fl-ispiżeriji lokali immedjatament. Cooper jgħid li dan jista' jkun ta' limitazzjoni għal persuni li jinsabu jitħabtu kontra l-istigma li jġib miegħu il-virus tal-AIDS.
Depending on the packaging and how the kits will be delivered, what this will do is if people are receiving the kits in regional and remote areas of Australia, that will then potentially still have problems around the privacy issues. The kits are going to need to arrive to those people in very discreet ways that won't be intercepted by other people, so that people in the local community have no idea what the test kit is.
Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt ħabbar $5 million addizzjonali fondi għal prevenzjoni tal-mart tal-AIDS li huwa jgħid li se jassistu l-eliminazzjoni ta' trasferiment tal-HIV fl-Awstralja sas-sena 2020. Bħala parti minn din l-aħbar huwa jgħid li l-Gvern se jibda jissussidja droga ġdida tal-HIV li jisimha Juluca. L-Awstraljani se jkun jħallsu massimu ta' $39 u nofs biex jimlew karta u bekk ikunu frankati kważi $11,000 fis-sena. Hunt jenfasizza l-importanza li wieħed jittestja lilu n-nifsu u jirrepeti slogan ta' waħda mill-kampanji biex jissapportja dan it-test il-ġdid.
If you have an undetectable load, therefore it is untransmissible. U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmissible. And that's a fundamental message.
L-Aġent Direttur Eżekuttiv tal-Assoċjazzjoni Nazzjonali tal-Persuni bl-HIV fl-Awstralja, John Rule, jgħid li droga ġuluka tnaqqas mill-piż tal-mediċini li għandhom il-persuni li qegħdin jikbru fl-età bl-HIV.
Juluca is one of the first 2 drug regimens in a single pill. Now, we know from research that 73% of people living with HIV are concerned about the number of medicines they take as they get older. So people, as they age with HIV, not only have to take HIV medications, but because of increased numbers of comorbid health conditions, have an increasing number of, we call it pill burden.
Rule jgħid li droga ġluka għall-Awstraljani hija pass fid-direzzjoni tajba, iżda jeħtieġ li jsir iktar xogħol biex il-virus tal-HIV u l-AIDS ikunu eliminati għal kollox.
What we do need is education for GPs throughout Australia, because not all GPs are trained in managing HIV patients and their medication. We need GPs to be able to conduct full sexual health screenings in a non-judgmental way, and we need to increase testing for heterosexual people, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Along with that, we need a broad-based public education campaign, and we need this within the next 12 months, about the scientific knowledge in terms of HIV management and treatment.
Karen Price, il-deputat kap eżekuttiv tal-organizzazzjoni Aikon, tajt li l-iktar ħaġa importanti li jmiss issir hija li titneħħa l-istigma li hija assoċjata mal-HIV. Jiet tfakkar f'reklam grafiku li darba kien jintwera biex iwissi lill-Awstraljani mill-konsegwenzi gravi tal-HIV.
HIV is still a very stigmatized health condition. So many of us remember the Grim Reaper ad in Australia, and that had some benefits, it certainly had a lot of consequences as well. And certainly people are still quite fearful of HIV. I think the general population is still quite fearful of HIV, which means that people living with HIV end up affected by a lot of people's stigma and some discrimination.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.